Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. It means so much to all three of us when you take the time to listen to the show. So just a big thank you for your support over the years, and thanks for coming back for some fun Disney talk. Pam and Ricky are joining me today. We're going to talk about the new normal when it comes to a Disney vacation. From pre-trip, how things have changed in the planning and the packing, to also preparations for the trip with your kids, getting them ready for what they're going to see, how it's going to be different, and then, of course, when we get down there, the mechanics of a Disney trip, as they're going to be here for the short term so that we can make the most of our next Disney vacations, even though they're different. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be bad. It could be one of the best trips ever. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So it is time to book those 2021 packages now. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and you're going to get a travel professional advocating for you, helping you out all the way through the trip for absolutely no cost to you. So check them out today and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That helps us out with each and every purchase. So please bookmark it and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to support the show and get a lot of extra content, a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and that extra mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest, become a patron of the show. Just drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1705 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. And if you made it to Friday, congratulations. As a Disney fan, woo, it's going to be a weekend. My family's actually
in Mexico.
Something, whatever you need. My family's actually going down to Lake of the Ozarks. I'm staying back just because of the hectic week. So I'm here all by myself, and that way I can focus on the job at hand and
laser focus.
That's exactly it. So they're down at Lake of the Ozarks or Branson having a good old time. So I'll be watching via social media and text and all that stuff.
Are you going to meet them, or are you going to just missing out?
I'm not going because this is just, it's crunch time, man. It's like it'd be like an accountant going during tax season.
That's true.
So the lake will always be there. I'll go next time, but we'll be back and we'll be here and working and having a good time. Sunday night we'll have a live show too. Lots to talk about. So we're going to, we're getting through this together. It's a big family. So it's my podcast family helping me through all this. And we're getting there. We're learning stuff and getting flexible and coming up with hacks and all kinds of good stuff. So today we're going to spend some time talking about the new normal for Walt Disney World trips. We got to think about packing new things, packing new ways, about transportation things we got to think about. And then once we get to Walt Disney World, things we got to make sure that we are aware of. And obviously, before the trip, we learned this week lots of different considerations as well. So joining me today, we have Ricky from touringplans.com and the Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Oh, happy Friday. I think this is definitely one of those TGIF moments, I think, for all of us. So TGIF, Mike and Pam and all the listeners, because I think we need this weekend.
Yes, we do. And you know what? I mean, thank God. I think Governor, I said Greitens, he's been long gone out of office. He got in big trouble. Governor, I can't remember. It's such a week. I can't remember. Parson, that he made to-go alcohol sales legal still because of COVID. So I might need to take advantage of that for the first time.
It's probably good. I think they're still okay in Georgia as well. So we're all fine here. Yeah.
They knew. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy Friday.
Please, Lord, baby Jesus, help me make it to this day. As we sit here on a Monday and record, Friday seems real, real, real far away.
Yes, it does. I'm just gonna say. It's an eternity, actually, right now.
I know, right? But, yeah. I'm glad to get to be here and talk some Disney for a little bit.
Hey, she's got a cup right there. We don't know what's in her cup. I'm just saying. So.
I know. I wish it was something more exciting than the water I've been drinking all day.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like my buddy in our master's class. He always had a water bottle, but it wasn't exactly H2O.
I need to keep my wits about me at this point.
Yeah, seriously. I don't need anything else. I cannot be distracted.
No.
I get it. Okay, so Before we get to the topic at hand, talking about the new normal for Walt Disney World trips, we are toying with the idea of submitting a proposal to the Walt Disney Company. We think this would be a great, maybe not 2021. There's a lot of variables going on in 2021, maybe for 2022 moving on. And we've come up with the Kenny Rogers package, okay? So it's called The Gambler. And so we know that a lot of folks are kind of getting shifted around and being flexible with possible resorts being closed during certain dates and, you know, people having to move from one resort to the next. We've come up with the perfect solution for this. So Disney, if you're listening, Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com.
You're welcome.
So here's how it works. Okay, so you lay out a package and it's at like the moderate price point. Okay, so it's right down the middle. It'll be something you pay for like a, you know, like Coronado Springs, French Quarter, Riverside, you know, whatever cabin or something on the upper end. You pay this price. Comes with some tickets. Obviously, don't come with dining right now. That's a dream someday. We'll dream of dining. Guess it won't be free dining this year, thinking about that. But anyway, since there's not dining. But you pay this moderate price for a package, and it's called the Kenny Rogers. It's the Gambler. So how it works is, you know, you get down to Walt Disney World, and they meet you at the desk, like where you scan your Magic Band for Magical Express. Mm-hmm. That's where they meet you, because you have no idea what chute you're going down to get on the bus. Because at that point, you get your complimentary neck gaiter, which works as a mask, but it also initially, nope, it's a blindfold, so you can't see where you're going. The cast member grabs your hand, guides you down a certain path. You don't know where. They get you into a comfy seat on the Magical Express bus, still blindfolded. And then once you get, you know, you ride your little 45-minute ride over to Walt Disney World, you got to listen to audio of the video. You can't see Gus the bus driver or whatever, the video. When you hear the air brakes, the Then you get to remove your bandana and you see where you are. Now, the thing is, here's the cool thing. You might end up at the Polynesian Villas. You might get a two-bedroom at Copper Creek with a hot tub. Can I get a hot tub?
Hot tub!
For a moderate price. Yes. But then again, you might end up in a tent at Fort Wilderness. So are you playing? That's question of the day. Are you playing the Kenny Rogers special for 2022? Yes.
I'm playing. Except for if they give me a tent. I'm not doing the tent thing. But
let it ride. So there you go.
Anywhere. This is what happens. You know, you'd think we'd been drinking to come up with this idea, but nope, this is all completely, it's 100% us crazy people. Just throwing that out there. We all came up with this collectively, mind you. Like this.
Yes, this is what happens after a long
I think they're going to need to take out the tent option.
Yes, okay. Let's not have the tent option. That doesn't seem like a good...
Especially like in Florida. You know, it gets hot in Florida. Yeah. I don't want to sleep in a tent at night. But if they take the tent option off the table, I'm in.
But see, you know, our listeners are super smart. So like, I would totally book this like during May, because if you know May, that's when all the cheerleaders are there and they book out. You can't get a value in most moderates during like the beginning of May because of Summit and the World Championships. So dude, you book the Kenny Rogers right there. Your chances are so good. You may as well just like get on the plane with a lay on because you're at the Polynesian, man. I'm just telling you.
No, you're at Saratoga Springs, because that's where they send everybody.
Okay, well, like dress like a jockey, you know, like wear some goggles and some tights and satins or whatever they're called, skins.
Ashley is asking a good question. What if the bus makes multiple stops? You won't really know which one's yours. You're going to have like a buzzer and it's just going to buzz your arm. Yes, okay.
Rahman, this is your stop, buddy. No, wait, I thought this was continuing on to the Grand Flow. Yes, it is, but not you. You're not.
Not you. On. You're not. Get off the bus.
All right, so let's get to this topic at hand. The new normal. So let's talk pre-trip. Obviously, we've been working with that this past week. Pam, considerations for things we have to think about now that we didn't have to think about in the past when it came to pre-trip planning for a Walt Disney World vacation.
Is it me?
Yes. You're the only Pam here.
Is your name
My
Pam?
Pam is not here.
Yeah. How did I miss that? Like,
it's been a day, I'm telling
pass
you.
Pass for the next month. I'm just saying, like, really and truly.
Oh my gosh.
You got to keep that in. That's a gem.
Yeah, so that's totally it, because I know people are listening to the audios, they're running or cutting the grass, but yeah, the look on your face is like, is Pam still here? Is she? I see you. Okay, go ahead. So what do you got? Pre-planning. Pre-trip.
What was the question?
So how's the new normal, at least like pre-trip, before you go down planning?
So what are we looking at? Going off the rails already.
I think that there's going to be, you know, a lot less attention to detail before I get there.
Clearly.
So I'm going to have to, reframe my mind about how I'm going to think about this vacation, right? Mm-hmm. And be a little more go with the flow in a lot of ways. I think pre-trip, that's going to be really important. I'm going to start thinking about packing in a way that I haven't before, because there's going to be things I need to pack that I didn't have to pack before, frankly. And I'm going to have to do things like my park reservations, at least for the foreseeable future, make sure I have those done before I'm going down, or I'm okay with just, you know, a resort reservation as is.
Yes. And the thing, yeah, especially like the, you know, obviously we've gone through the new system this week. We've had some successes. We've had some frustrations. We've had some struggles, but we're getting through it. And, you know, the thing is, when FastPass came out, that was something new. We had to kind of figure out and how to work that into our existing park plans. I think in the new normal, you know, at least for the short term, we don't know how long that's going to be, but at least for now, that we'll get better and better with this, with more experience and more feedback from other, I think the good thing is to kind of stay plugged in, and we can have these conversations on the podcast, on social media, on the Facebook page, and we'll figure out how to use this to our advantage. So Ricky, what are you thinking as far as pre-planning? You know, like when you're starting to plan your trip, it's a lot different now than it was back in January.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people, you know, especially people who listen to like our podcast and stuff like that, you're going to have multiple trips that you have lined up. And I think that one of the, you know, obviously the kind of pain points is especially if you're annual pass holder like I am, you know, you only have a limited number of days that you can make your reservations for. So like that's something that you have to strategically plan of, okay, so I'm going to need to make my reservations for this trip first, and only can only make three as of right now, because that's all, you know, this is the trip that's coming up first. So, you know, whereas before, you know, you kind of had free reign to figure things out a little bit more. So that's something that you're really going to have to mentally think about. And you're also going to have to think about, okay, if you do have a week-long trip and you are an annual pass holder and you, you know, are going to be there for 7 days, well, you're only going to be able to ahead of time, book 3 days. Then the question is okay, so will I be able to book, you know, reservations during my trip? And I'm sure that more than likely you probably will be, you know, that they'll probably have some availability for like day of and that kind of thing. I'm hoping, you know, one would hope that they would have that kind of availability for instances like this. Or if that's not a possibility, what am I going to do to fill my time with the rest of my trip? And I think we've kind of discussed that on recent podcast episodes of, you know, here are some things that you can do outside of the parks. You know, start thinking about those kind of things of, hey, I may not be able to be in the parks every single day of my trip for one reason or another. So let me plan ideas for things to do outside of the trips, or outside of the parks, so that way I'm a little bit better prepared in case I, you know, for when the park, oh my gosh, actually is full and I can't get into the park that day. Here's what I can do on my vacation. It's still going to be a Disney vacation. You're still going to have that Walt Disney World time. You just may not have as much park time as you expected to have. So you're gonna have to set that those expectations, you know, of, okay, I know I'm gonna get this, anything else, you know, and then I'm gonna plan this as a, you know, second choice, and anything else that I can get is kind of gravy on top of that. I
think, and just to clarify, if you're staying at a resort and you have an annual pass, you can make your park reservations for your entire trip.
Yep. Right. I'm saying
until 14 days.
I'm saying if by chance also like you get to, you know, how the reservations have been full, you know, for that particular day or whatever as well, you know, because we've seen that this week, although
right.
Personally, I think that's a glitch on a lot of the, you know, parts, but just in case you book your trip and you have the 7 days and you can book all 7 days and oh my gosh, you know, day five through, you know, whatever, I can't book for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain days that you can't book park ticket or park day.
Right.
Plan something else to do. So you're still going to have a vacation. It's just, you're not going to maybe be in the parks every single day of your vacation like you might have been before.
Yeah, you're going to have a vacation that's outside of your house. Hello. Yeah. Isn't that enough to be excited about?
And Ashley's got a good point. She says, actually enjoy your resort instead of using it just to sleep and shower. So two considerations I got along for pre-trip, and then we'll get into the trip. One is you maybe give a little more thought to your resort. A lot of folks just kind of like just grab, you know, whatever's cheapest or whatever. But think about it. If I have to, you know, if I go down for 7 nights and I'm only going to be in the parks 5, you know, what about the pool, or what about the pool bar? What about, you know, a nice lounge at my resort that I can go to and not have to get on a bus or an Uber or anything like that? You know, just think about that, or proximity to Disney Springs. You know, of course, right now the Riverside and French Quarter are not available, but you want to think about what does each resort have standalone, because I don't think we thought about that very much. But I mean, what's the vibe there? You know, is there a decent food court if you have kids? You know, because you want to make sure that you think about those things, where otherwise you might have said, well, you know, the Beach Club doesn't have a good food court, we can just hop back into Epcot. Well, if you don't have a resort reservation, you can't hop into World Showcase like you could have in the past. So exactly. Just think about that. So just one thing. And another thing I would want to think about, too, is the car rental situation. I mean, it depends on your comfort with, you know, public transportation in the way of Disney transportation. Do you want to be on a bus? Do you want to be on a monorail? Do you want to be on a boat with others? Or would you just feel better driving around yourself? Now, of course, if you do that, you're going to have to think about parking fees. You're going to have to think about rental car fees. I mean, but that's one of the things just to, you know, to think about. You don't want to get there and say, oh, man, I wish I would have had a car because, you know, I don't want to be on a bus right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's two things. Exactly. And also, okay, so somebody else said, too, let's talk about during the trip. You talk packing, Pam. Somebody brought this up on our call-in shows. Bring multiple masks per person, yes, like four or five, and pack them in Ziploc baggies because that'll keep them like dry and clean. And of course, mm-hmm, you know, in the Florida heat, I thought I saw today the heat index was like 105 or something in Orlando. I mean, you're going to have sweaty, funky face masks pretty quickly, and you're going to want to probably swap those out every few hours. And so you have always a clean, dry face mask to put on. So, you know, go out, get those pre-trip. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've heard of folks, now somebody said this during one of our shows about a month ago, they get their family out at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the heat of the day and like marching them around the neighborhood in their masks so they can acclimate. I don't know if I want to go that hardcore, but I mean, if you have kids, maybe at least have them put on a mask so they know how to wear them properly and train them with that. So Pam, let's talk about that kind of stuff. And as far as getting there in the new normal for the trip.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm going to look at packing is like hand sanitizer or wipes or something like that. I'm going to be looking for something that kills viruses and bacteria, and I think that those are things that we all kind of find ourselves taking you know, with us to different places that we really didn't have to before, or we didn't as much. So think about that. And I'm also going to want to be bringing extra detergent, because if I have a washable mask and I want to wash it, I want to have the detergent to do it, you know, with me and stuff like that too. So I think those are considerations that I'm thinking about what I'm going to bring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beth, yeah, reminds us the baggies are good because once you take it out, you can put the dirty one back in and it's got a place to, you know.
And that was going to be my suggestion, is make sure you pack extra like plastic baggies. We actually, when I was there and ate at Disney Springs, I ate at City Work, and they actually gave a baggie for you to put your masks in while you ate, which I thought was a really great idea. But not every restaurant, of course, is going to do that. So, you know, bring extra little plastic baggies and stick your masks in there. So while you're eating or, you know, doing something like that, you can just stick them in the baggie while you're in the parks and then take them back out, or, you know, get a new one or whatever you feel comfortable with. I will say also, I did get, so I'm one of the ones who ordered my masks from Disney early. I got them this week. I'm not sure if it's just me, but I got the medium masks because according to the measurements, that's what was supposed to fit my face. And they're a little small. So I don't know if it was just me, but you know,
everybody said that on our call-in show on Saturday night. Every person was small. Mm-hmm.
I actually am going to have to probably return mine because it pulls my ears so much. And like, I looked at it and I'm like, are these child size masks? Like, what did I get here? So just a heads up, if you do end up getting Disney masks, you might want to get the size up because they are just a tiny bit small. So just kind of keep that in mind. So,
yeah. Haunted Mansion gets me every time. It goes quiet. yes, I'm still on hold from Wednesday, people. Yes, 48 hours later as you're listening to
this. Yeah, exactly.
So here's another thing I would throw in there as far as getting ready and then during the trip, especially with kids. I'm trying to think of kids and, I mean, adults, because – This is new for everybody. It's really new for me because I really don't go anywhere where, like, I've still yet to go anywhere where I needed a mask. I haven't worn a mask anywhere. And I'm not against masks, but I just don't go where they need them. Like, I go to pick up my food and go. You know, the social distancing thing, I would, you know, maybe take the kids somewhere, you know, not packed, but somewhere where they have to, like, see the markings on the floor, how that kind of system works, arrows. Also, too, have a discussion with your kids as to how the character interactions are going to work, especially for kids that have been there before. Because, you know, they may want, you know, they may not, unless you really explain it pre-trip, they might get more disappointed when they get there and they can't give Mickey Mouse a hug or, you know, those kind of situations. So, Pam, I would say have that conversation and maybe walk through scenarios pre-trip to have a better trip once you're there.
I agree. The Know Before You Go guide that Disney has put out is actually updated all the time. And they're telling you what kind of attractions are going to be open, how the character experiences are going to be different. It's things that you're going to need to want to talk to with your traveling party. Make sure that everyone's on board. Make sure that everyone wants the same things. In a different way, more than ever before, you're going to want to see different people in your party may have a different tolerance for certain things. Some may be more impacted by wearing the face mask, like it's more uncomfortable for them, or they have a more challenging time breathing, and you're going to want to make sure that you seek out opportunities where they can take that mask off and rest in different places and whatnot. I think that having meals where you actually set aside time to go and sit and enjoy are going to become more important because everyone's going to want that break. Right, they're going to want to be able to take a drink and eat something and do that. But I think, again, it just comes back to your attitude about what you want to do and how you want your vacation to go. It will absolutely look different, and preparing for it is the best way to deal with those differences in a really positive way.
I agree. I mean, I think sit-down meals are going to be huge because, and just, you know, just being able to sit down, even at like a Pecos Bills or Columbia Harbor House or something like that, because you're, you know, we've always said get out of the heat, you know, get in some air conditioning, get off your feet. But I mean, get your mask off. I mean, that's going to be a chance to be eating and have your mask off. That's going to be, especially for kids, that's going to be huge because they're going to need that. It's just out of the norm for everybody, unless like you're a surgeon or something. I guess that's normal, but not too many surgeons. You know, some, we have a lot of doctors listen actually, but you know, just most of us don't do this. One other thing before I throw it to Ricky, I just popped in my head, thinking about Memory Maker. Now, Memory Maker is kind of a weird one for me at this point because I don't know, like, I mean, when you get your pictures taken, are you able, I guess you could pop your mask off real quick for that. I don't know 100%. I mean, it'd be weird to have all your pictures in masks. That's just me. So, I mean, I'd do a couple just to kind of mark the time, you know, like it's kind of like your Great Depression pictures, you know, like from back you saw in social studies books. But the thing is, right? What you need to know in the new normal is that cast members that are taking the pictures cannot handle your phone. So you can do selfies. Selfies are going to be a great option, I think, because that really is a good option. But you can't just go up to a cast member like we had in the past that's taking pictures for PhotoPass and ask them to additionally use your phone. That is not going to be an option, obviously, because of the contact of the phone and so forth. So that's something to think about. Memory Maker, if you want it, get it early. So go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, I think that's so key right there. I mean, they're definitely not going to be able to use your phone. So, you know, just kind of keep that in mind. And another thing is like, you know, you were talking about characters, and of course things are going to be different. They're not going to be able to get, you know, the hug from Cinderella or the autograph or whatever. But another thing that's really going to be impacted is something like pin trading. So that's obviously something that's not going to be able to happen over the time period. So, you know, don't bring your pins with you. You're not going to be able to, you know, go up to a cast member and ask them.
But I did hear, though, they're going to have boards so you can trade pins. I've heard that a couple places that you can do pin trading, but it won't be directly, but they'll have a cast member, and then like standing off to the side, there's a board where you can make your swap. So that is something you might
be able to do. And they have had that in certain places I've seen at Walt Disney World, but you know, you're not going to be able to definitely go up to like cast members and, you know, point to their lanyard and say, I want that one.
Yeah. Because they're not going to wear them anymore. They said they won't have, just so that nobody's tempted.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. You're also going to want to keep in mind that, you know, like Mike said, with characters, there's going to be these cavalcades that take place.
Which seems Seems like a synonym for parade for me, but I'm just saying.
Right? I'm like, so you're still going to have weird little parades in the sense of like, are people going to line the parade route then?
They're little bitty parades.
Exactly.
They're cavalcades.
So they're going to have those in the Magic Kingdom. They're going to have characters sailing the waterways at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a throwback to the old Radio Disney Discovery Cruise thing.
It is. They're like, hey, you know what? That thing that did not work back then, we're going to bring it back now.
Why did they not call these limited time magic opportunities? Yes,
part two.
But think about all the things you're going to be able to do in parks, all the things that'll be different that you don't typically do or see. That's interesting to me. And especially to people who go to Disney often, this will be one of those times where you can be like, I was there when they were doing that. Like, I saw the character cavalcade. I saw the characters in the river at Animal Kingdom.
I agree with you. It's going to be a totally unique experience. There's going to be processions along the World Showcase Promenade.
Yes, again, the Tapestry of Nations. They need to bring it back.
Okay, so not that, but for those of you who remember, they used to have this gigantic bus.
Yes, the bus was awesome. The omnibus.
For years they did.
And they took it away.
People loved that.
They did love it. And when they took it away, remember the outcry? Well, it's coming back.
Story break. Paige got in trouble because when that bus stopped, all the characters got off. Rafiki got off the bus. She stuck her finger up Rafiki's nose. Dude, the handler about knocked her out. She was like 7. No. I thought you were going to be banned from the parks forever.
You better be going down to see this.
That's right.
Otherwise, Disney's checking up on you. They're like, oh, so-and-so, we pulled your comments from the interwebs on the day that we announced we were taking that down. And you said how it was your son's favorite attraction. You better be bringing him back.
Who's coming back now? You are. Right. Oh, that's awesome. And so they're also going to have motorcades on Hollywood Boulevard again.
Star Wars weekends.
Something that they used to do all the time and then took away. Look, it's coming back. So there's going to be characters in different places. So like Buzz Lightyear, after you've rocketed through space in Tomorrowland. Now, I don't know if he's going to be at the exit of Space Mountain, which is what that sounds like, but I would assume he would be more near the exit of like Buzz Lightyear, but that whatever. The one thing that I think is interesting is Captain Jack Sparrow is going to be in the queue of Pirates of the Caribbean, which I've actually seen before in real life. It's kind of a cool thing that happens. He's like sits in like one of the jail cells and he, you know, talks to you, which is kind of a cool thing. Right now they're doing it at Disney Springs with these stormtroopers, on the tops of buildings there, making sure people are social distancing. So, you know, again, they're going to be doing these different things that we're not used to, but they're going to be, like Pam said, it's going to be a really unique kind of experience that is something either that we used to be able to do back in the day, or it's going to really mark that time of, hey, remember when we went to Walt Disney World when coronavirus was taking place and they did these unique things that they don't normally do, you know? So that's what I'm really looking forward to, is getting to experience things that are outside of the box in a way and things that used to happen that I haven't seen in, you know, forever. So,
yeah, I mean, if you look at it, every challenge can present an opportunity, you know, I mean, that's kind of a thing. And Kimberly in the chat said it perfectly. Disney's going to still make magic, just different, more spontaneous magic.
Yes.
We talked about this on Saturday night too. Buzz, I got the greatest idea for Buzz. If you want to keep him socially distanced from everybody, you put him back in that box and like strap him in with like the ties. Remember how one of the movies he was still in the box?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Bad Buzz that went in the box. I can't remember. There was a Buzz in the box. You put him in a box. Like, he's got a barrier. It's like a shield.
All right. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. So we've covered a lot of things to think about for the new normal for Disney trips. Fam, can you think of anything else to kind of start to wrap this up?
I'm just, you know, I know that I'm constantly trying to encourage people to offer a little grace and accept a little bit, but I'm going to say it for sure in these cases. These really are, and I know these are the most overused words of 2020, right? Unprecedented. And unusual times, but they're trying. Everyone's trying. Disney's trying, you know, the guests are trying. We're going to have to be a little more patient with each other. We haven't been out in social situations in months, many of us, right? We may not know how to act.
That is absolutely right. Like, I haven't been around people in like forever. Seriously.
Just,
I mean, like,
family.
If all of a sudden I got, you know, like I got a little boogie, you know, and I totally forget that I'm not by myself, but I apologize.
That's what I'm gonna say. Like, do that, and just really, your attitude can make such a difference in your vacation. The prepping up to it, you know, the having the right attitude going in, but also I think the most telling thing, the one thing that can impact your vacation the most, is how you handle something when it doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go. That right there makes or breaks many a trips. And we've all seen the families where it is breaking their trip, not just for the one person that was impacted, but for the whole family. And all you can think is, oh my gosh, those poor people that are with that person who is freaking out over fill in the blank. And it can be anything. And I understand it's something that is impactful to you, that something went wrong and you think it's going to impact your trip. But more than whatever else happens that impacts your trip, it's your attitude about that. So just think about those. Those are my little, you know, bits of wisdom for the day. Take them with a grain of salt, though, because I've been up a long time for many days in a row. Yes.
And I'm just going to put one of those little 100s that they show on like my iPhone when I type 100. The red little one. I don't know exactly what that means, but one of those.
100%.
All right, Ricky, final thoughts. New normal, Walt Disney World.
You know, it is going to be a different Walt Disney World vacation. Plain and simple. It is. And that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad thing. I for one, am very much looking forward to seeing how things adapt and how Disney changes things. That's the thing that I am so excited about. I know that's so weird, but like in a weird way, like I've said it again and again, this is Disney's chance to have a clean slate, to start over from scratch and fix things that, you know, maybe weren't working so well and enhance things that were working really well. And that's the thing that makes me most excited is they actually get the opportunity to do this. And that's something that they wouldn't have been given the opportunity to do with I know that sounds awful, but without something like this happening. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the innovative ways that Disney comes up with to help enhance my vacation when I do end up getting to go again. Things that are different. And you're right. I know Disney vacations are expensive. I get that. You want them to go a certain way because they're expensive. But if you really let go and just enjoy and have fun like you're supposed to do on a Disney vacation, you know, look how freeing this is going to be without having fast passes and without having, you know, like all you really have to do is pick your day for whatever park you're going to want to go to. And that's really it. You can just go at that point. You know, it's going to be so freeing. I'm really looking forward to having a freeing vacation again. And I know that I might be crazy because I am a type A planner, but like I'm also really enjoying the freedom of not being a type A planner. And sometimes that's a really good thing. I'll just share that. Sometimes it's really good to just step back from type A and just let it go. Yeah.
So. All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up with Core Har in the chat. Says, all of our best memories have nothing to do with attractions, dinners, or meet and greets. It's always about something silly one of us does. And I think that's great advice because a lot of times we try to plan the perfect memories, but a lot of times it just can't be planned. It's just being together with those you love and making the most out of it and exploring.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, you can't plan those things that just make the vacation. You're right.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Have a travel professional with you, a partner right there with you during these, you know, Pam said it, unprecedented times. You know, these times where things are fluid, things are changing. You're going to have somebody that's plugged in and attached to this stuff all day, every day. So just drop by themagicforless.com. Of course, 2021 packages, we can do that now. We can, you know, help you with any other questions you might have. And the best part is the services are absolutely free to you. So you have a travel professional with you and advocating for you all the way through the trip for no additional cost to you. That's just a great, great win for you. So check them out today. Support the podcast. Book with the Magic for Less over at themagicforless.com. Also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That helps us out so very much. And if you want a little bit more of the show, Mike in the Midwest, an extra little mini podcast, some photos, behind the scenes stuff, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Come on over today. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike, and also facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. We're going to have a live call-in show this Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Lots and lots to talk about. Join us on Facebook Sunday night. All right, we're going to get out of here, let you get on with your Friday, and wish you a great weekend. For Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.